All right, what's up, guys? Welcome to step number 9 of the 25 steps to building a successful brand. Now, we want to talk about your name, right? And no, not your personal name, even though it can be your personal name, mm-hmm. just your brand name in general. Mm-hmm. So, starting off, my name is Derek Perez. Mm-hmm. They call me DP. His name is Terrell Wallace. They call him TW.co, Gary Vaynerchuk, Gary V, mm-hmm. Grant Cardone, Uncle G, mm-hmm. you know, Ed Milet, like, mm-hmm. and we can just keep going on and on. Right. So, like, you understand, like, not saying that you have to have some abbreviation, but you all have to understand how important your name plays a role into your brand, mm-hmm. whether it's, like, building a business. We personally put our names on everything. Mm-hmm. So my business, you know, my branded name is DP Visions, Derek Perez Visions, mm-hmm. but my legal name is Derek Perez Media. My personal company, like my personal brand, Derek Perez Enterprises, right? And then our branding, right, mm-hmm. which is something that we collabed on, Ultimate Branding Course, LLC or whatever. So it's like you have to understand that your name is important because it's like the first thing that people think about. And it's something that you don't want to overcomplicate, but it's something you don't want to fuck up.
Right.
That's for damn sure. Thanks. And your personal, like, people always have a thing where they say, oh, if I'm building this brand, mm-hmm. For example, LiftFit right here, everybody knows Randall Pitch, right? Mm-hmm. But, like, if you come to the brand, essentially, and you don't know who Randall Pitch is, it's like he's not all over it, mm-hmm. right? And he's built it that way, and that's the way that he's wanted to have now, mm-hmm. right? He's kind of stepped away from that. Mm-hmm. But other people on his hand, TW here, and he could talk more on that. He has his brand mm-hmm. that he's done with his name. Like, you know, when you're buying TW.co t-shirt, like, you're buying the brand itself. Mm-hmm. And it's like you have to make that decision too, mm-hmm. right? But essentially, we always want to encourage you to use your own personal name for as much stuff as possible. Because, you know, studies do say that people that use their own personal name for something are more likely to take it more serious, mm-hmm. and it'll be actually harder to give up because your name is on it.
Yeah,
right? It's easier to say XYZ business or company or whatever went out of business instead of saying, yeah, Derek Perez Media right. went out of business. Everybody's going to know that name. So that's just like a little fact for me. But the fact that don't give it too much emphasis, you know, whether it's your name or whether it's another name, but understand mm-hmm. that the name is important. And if you're going to put your damn name on it, you're going to care about it more than putting XYZ name.
Facts. I mean, he's completely right. You know, like, everybody knows, like, if you know me, you're watching this, you probably know me and, you know Derek from our content, but my name is everything to me. You know, my name is my legacy. My name is, I do everything, not for my first name, but my last name. You know what I mean? And, like, I really mean that. And so, like, I want my brands, you know, to incorporate my name, you know what I mean? Because I want my name to be around when I'm gone. I want to be remembered. And so it's very, very important, especially when it comes to creating a personal brand, that, you know, if you're going to call, you know, your brand, your name, you need to mean it. You need to instill your name. People need to know your name. You know, it's not about who you know. It's not about what you know. It's about who knows you at the end of the day. So
mm-hmm. Knows you is important.
Exactly.
Important.
Exactly. Because everybody can know everybody, but as long as the right people know who you are, that's all that matters, because you might not know them. You know what I mean? But they know exactly who you are because of the name and the brand that you've created. You know what I mean? And again, like, especially if you're doing a different brand. So, like, my mission statement for my personal brand was passions and paychecks. You know what I mean? That's really what I wanted, you know, following your passions and also getting paid to do so. But I ultimately changed it and I created another brand. You know, so now I have two brands. I have my own personal name, and I have my second brand. It's more of an urban, like, entrepreneur type brand called Passions and Paychecks. And so you can have multiple names, but you got to make sure your names, you know, work with one another and still stay within the lines of mm-hmm. your values and morals.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? You don't want to, mm-hmm. just because you create a name for a different brand, you don't want to, like, you know, change your moral code and the values that you create. You want to keep everything still consistent, on who you are and your identity.
Yeah. And you can literally just use Randall Pitch as an example.
Yeah,
like,
facts.
Like, elaborate more on what he's done with LiftFit and Top Threads and stuff.
I mean, Randall's like a prime example, man. If you don't know who Randall Pitch is, you might want to follow him. He's done an amazing job of establishing himself and also establishing a brand that has a lot to do with him, but doesn't have a lot to do with him, if that makes sense. You know, he created LiftFit Apparel, which is his other brand. You know, his sports, you know, it's basically his baby, his main brand that's, you know, generating.
Which derives out of fitness, which he was a personal trainer. So
facts.
You can see where I'm tying things together.
Facts. And so, like, yeah, exactly. He was a personal trainer, so it came from fitness, and that's his multi-million dollar brand. But he also has his own RP, which is his personal brand, which he, you know, provides motivation, sells t-shirts sometimes, but it's mainly he's just trying to, build his influence to his personal brand. You know what I mean? And it's what he's doing and what he's created is awesome. And then he has Top Threads. That's another brand he created. And that's just for fun. That's just his passion of streetwear. You know what I'm saying? And so he loves streetwear, so he created that brand. So now he has multiple brands within one brand. You know, I like to tell people, like, you know, your name can be, your personal brand can be your, like, your home. And then, you know, your garage could be filled with all your other brands, because, you know, your brands are your vehicles, if you want to think about it. Here's, like, an example. So you have your home, Terrell Wallace, TW.co, that's my brand. And I have my Porsche, which is my passion, the paychecks. I have, you know, Ultimate Branding Course, which is my, you know.
You got the fitness thing going on.
My fitness, you know, my fitness, which is my Cadillac. My Ultimate Branding Course is my, you know, my Mercedes. You know what I mean? So it's like you can have multiple brand names within your one name, but it's very important to, you know, establish your name of your brands.
Yeah, yeah. And just know, like, but everything that rides about what you stand for.
Facts.
And where you're from, because, like, even taking a simple example, like Gary V, he has, like, you know, clouds and dirt, like, you think about clouds and dirt, you think of him. It's like, hey, you know, you want to live in the clouds, but you got to be in the dirt. So it's like, it took me so long to understand that, to be honest. But, you know, everything derives from you. Again, like, if you're building a business and you're not putting your name on it, it's still the brand itself, like, the values. It goes back to the values, to the principles and stuff, all derives from there. But essentially, like, we want you to understand that your name isn't everything, but it's a pretty damn important step, and don't fuck it up.
Absolutely.
So, all right, that's pretty much it for this video. So we'll see you guys on the next video. And again, if you have any questions, feel free to reach out to us.